Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we talk about a very important subject, and I'm bringing a former guest back on the show, Brianna Sistrunk. She was 2025 Mrs. Alabama. And through this show, one of the things I've learned is that sometimes the work a person feels called to do is connected to something that they have actually experienced themselves. So there's a story behind the effort, there's a name behind the cause, and there's a reason why it matters so much. Brianna knows about this subject firsthand, what we're going to talk about. She's a wife, a mother, and today she's using her voice to support families experiencing infertility, miscarriage, pregnancy loss, and infant loss. She's recently been appointed as the Alabama State Ambassador for Chasing the Rainbows, but her connection to this work, as I mentioned, is deeply personal. Brianna, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Hi, Mark. It's good to be back.
Brianna, it's always a pleasure to have you. And one of the things we did touch on in the first show that we did was talking about your experience. And I wanted you to be able to talk about, of course, Chasing the Rainbows and your new role as Alabama State Ambassador. I want you to talk about yourself and take us back to 2015 and tell me about Madison.
Yes. Yeah, so in 2015, like Mark stated, I lost my daughter, Madison, at 19 weeks gestation. I was just a few days shy of 20 weeks, which if you don't know or you're not familiar, 20 weeks is the halfway mark in pregnancy where they do the big ultrasound just to make sure that everything is great with the baby. And so I, unfortunately, that loss was classified as a miscarriage instead of a stillbirth, even though I had to go through the whole labor and delivery process and delivered her, had her in my room, all of that. But just taking it back a little bit, the entirety of my pregnancy, I had had just some abnormal bleeding and they weren't as concerned. They had just had a mom that delivered that had similar circumstances. And so they were hopeful. But to my understanding, what they told me is that having that bleeding made it more susceptible to infection getting in my placenta. And essentially that's what happened and caused me to go into preterm labor. And so on May 16th, 2015, I had to deliver. I gave birth to her and lost her, obviously, in the same day. My husband cut her umbilical cord. It was the whole process of what I would have went through full term. And so just that loss, it shattered me. And the hardest thing I've ever been through, you know, I held my daughter in my arms. I had to be at the hospital like you would when you give birth. But the difference was I left the hospital without her. And I just remember going through that experience and feeling like no one really understood what I was going through and Googling and just looking for support groups or someone that could relate in some way. Because I know, you know, my experience, there were obviously other women in the world that I couldn't be the only one, but I just didn't know anyone personally in my life. And so I just remember just going through that and just looking for those avenues of support and couldn't find it. But then, you know, what brought me out of that, I've been on the show before and I've talked about my faith, but it was God. It was an act of God. And I remember the day that I literally opened my Bible because I had been angry with God leading up to that and because of the experience, but it just fell on the scripture. He lifted me out of the slimy mire and set my feet on solid ground. And that was the day that I just felt seen and like poured out my heart. And from that day forward, it was just the healing began to take place. But after that experience, I told God, I was like, I feel like that there is purpose in this pain and that you're going to, you know, if I ever got the opportunity, I would love to be used to help other women that have been through similar circumstances, other families. And that led, you know, fast forward to now, and I'm walking it out. Now, I did do, obviously, pageantry is huge for me, and it's always been my platform because, again, I lived through it. I remember how I felt. I remember the emotions attached to it. And even now, you know, grief ebbs and flows, and I still have moments where I miss my daughter. I think about her. Obviously, I'm her mother, but I have been able and blessed to be in a position where I can take that pain, that hardship, that trauma, and help other women that are going through it as well. So that's what led me up to the point I am today, you know, with Chasing the Rainbows organization and all of that, and like with pageantry and it being my platform, and just having that desire because of my experience of loss. And it didn't stop there. After I lost Madison the following year, I suffered from an ectopic pregnancy, had to have emergency surgery, and lost another baby, but just not as far as Madison. So my passion for this arena of helping women runs deep, and I'm very blessed to be in the position I am today to be able to do that.
And Brianna, as much as people want to help and support, it can be very, very difficult if they have not been in your shoes. And so when you think right. about how the people around you responded, it's hard to grasp the depth of what you were going through. But what right. type of support system do you feel you had personally?
For me personally, because I was outsourcing and couldn't find what I thought I was looking for, I had gotten on Facebook one day and I saw where a friend of mine from high school was posting about the loss of her son. And it was a year after her loss, and she was posting, and I saw that she had had a stillbirth. And so I remember reaching out to her. Her name is Kayla Jo. I will never not credit Kayla Jo because she is someone who uplifted me during that time. Obviously, my mom, my family did as well. My mom had suffered through miscarriages, but she even told me, which was actually helpful to me, that I can't understand or even, you know, grasp exactly what you're going through because it was different. She had suffered through early miscarriages and she knew, you know, I went through the whole labor and delivery process. And she's like, I'm not even going to try to pretend like I have an understanding of that, which was helpful to me. It like brought comfort, her saying that, because she wasn't trying to, you know, make it seem as though it was a one size fits all type of situation. But Kayla Jo, I ended up reaching out to her, and she not only, you know, had phone calls with me, text me, she wrote me a letter. She brought my daughter, she bought a necklace that I still have and wear with her name on it. And just having her during that time, she was literally like heaven sent, an angel for me during that experience, because she did understand. She had to give birth to her son, Hudson. And she was just so pivotal for me during that time. And even, you know, John, my husband, he was as well, but he's a man, and just the grief process is different from mother to father. And that's something that I help with now, even, because there is a difference, and not every man grieves in the same way as his wife. And so just having her and having that understanding, and just, she was there in more ways than I could ever give her credit for. And I will always give her credit when I speak about, you know, the story of my loss and the situation I went through. I always bring up Kayla, because I said and remember saying to myself, I want to be a Kayla to other women as well, because I don't know what I would have done without her.
Once you started sharing your personal story, did you start receiving messages from people saying, essentially, I've been through this too?
Yes, yes. So about a year later, after losing Madison, I started like a series on my YouTube channel, just to share my story with the intention of helping women that had went through it. And I didn't expect, you know, the return on that I got. Not only did women reach out on YouTube, people found my socials and would reach out to me and message me and was like, hey, I saw your video about your loss. This is what I'm going through. I can relate, like even to this day. Now, that was back in 2016 when I started, you know, my series. It's 2026, and I still have people that will find that video and message me, or message me on YouTube, message me on my socials. And I think that's mind-blowing to me. That's 10 years ago, and that video is still reaching women today. So I've had a lot of women reach out to me, even in my personal life, friends of mine that had known, obviously, what I had gone through, that miscarried. They found comfort in talking to me and sharing with me. And so it's been personally, it's been strangers. It's been an influx that I didn't expect, just by deciding to sit down and share.
And Brianna, I wanted this first segment to be your story and to have a conversation about your own experience, because I wanted to lead in about the organization in the second segment and talk about your role as Alabama State Ambassador, but I wanted people to understand where you were coming from. There are children behind this mission for you, your own grief, the pregnancy losses, and everything you experienced now can benefit and help others through chasing the rainbows. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with Elkridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. Today, my guest is Brianna Sistrunk. We've had her on the show before as Mrs. Alabama 2025. We celebrated her at that time. She talked about a very personal part of her life. We touched on that in our conversations previously, but today we're really focusing in on how her personal experience can make a difference in the lives of others, how she decided that she would take her pain and make it her purpose. Welcome back to the show, Brianna.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So we're now talking about chasing the rainbows and being the Alabama right. State Ambassador. In the last segment, we talked about your own personal experiences and how you are now taking your experiences and trying to help others in similar situations. Let's talk about your passion for chasing the rainbows and your work as state ambassador moving forward.
Okay. So it's a little backstory about how I ended up working with Chasing the Rainbows organization. So I found their Instagram page, and they were someone that I had already followed throughout, you know, last year, and the year prior. And there's a couple of organizations that now work with pregnancy loss and infant loss that I just follow for my own personal reasons. And then I try to always reach out and work with them in some way, just because I am so passionate about helping and helping women that have been through the same experiences. As I stated, I reached out to them because I saw in their bio that they had opportunities to volunteer with the organization. And I was like, I would love that. I love it so much. And so I reached out to them, and then Laura, she's a part of the team, got back to me, and she, you know, I had conversations with her, and she was like, well, I feel like you might have more reach within the organization other than just volunteering. So I ended up on a couple of phone calls with the CEO, Bernice, and, you know, she found that I would be a great asset, she felt, to the organization in some way. And then we talked about, you know, being an ambassador for the organization, because they do have state ambassadors. and there wasn't one for Alabama yet. So it was really a blessing how this all fell into place. And I know God's hand was all over it. But with the organization, I am excited to partner with them because what they do is what I'm about. The organization, we support families across the U.S. that are facing infertility, pregnancy loss, infant loss, and even pregnancy after loss. And their mission is to make sure that no one walks through their loss alone, which is exactly what I wanted to do, is to make sure that no other woman has to walk through this traumatic experience alone. And so my values and what I had always wanted to do just as an individual aligned with this entire organization, which again, I believe is a God thing. So moving forward, I am going to be still helping. I do peer mentorship within the organization and helping women specifically that have had similar circumstances. And I speak with them and reach out to them and help them. But as a state ambassador, I have the opportunity to try to find influential voices within our community that can also coincide with our organization and raise more awareness alongside us.
Brianna, tell us what Chasing the Rainbows does for families experiencing infertility, miscarriage, pregnancy loss, and infant loss.
Right. So Chasing the Rainbows, we offer daily support groups, which are virtual. So you can jump in whenever you have time and you just feel like as though you need someone to listen to that's had similar experiences, and they break them down based on your specific needs. So I mentioned we support families that are dealing with infertility or pregnancy and infant loss or pregnancy after loss. Like, we have them all curated based on the different areas. And so you're able to do that as well. We offer in-person support groups, which I plan to in the future start one up myself within our area. Trauma therapy. There's an online community because there is a website that you can go to as well if you don't feel comfortable being in a like group setting yet. We offer care packages and journals, funeral assistance. We have a podcast, the Cry It Out Loud podcast, which I'm actually doing outreach for that right now to bring guests on that. We have support system resources, community events that we do. Especially in the month of October, which is Pregnancy and Infant Loss Remembrance Month. And that day is on the 15th. And then we have CME accreditation. Just there's so many different avenues that we have that can help for your specific needs, which were all the things that I wish I would have had during my losses. But it's amazing that these things are in place now. So that's what we offer currently as an organization.
Brianna, I think that sometimes people may hear the words pregnancy loss and unintentionally reduce an entire human experience to a medical event. I think that Putting a name on the child is helpful. And From your perspective as Madison's mother, what do you wish more people understood?
I wish people would understand, you know, that she was a living, breathing baby. She was here. Like you said, they reduce it as a medical experience, but I gave birth to my daughter. And even if you didn't go through the labor delivery experience in the way that I did, for me, every child, every baby matters. And like you said, just having her name, speaking that as her mom, I just want people to know, like, I lost a child, just like I have three living children, London, Milan, and Rome. She's just as significant to me as they are. And I just, for me, when I tell my personal story, people I know are always taken aback because they didn't realize, like, you actually went through labor and delivery. You held her in your arms. She had 10 fingers, 10 toes. The nurses put a bow around her head and took pictures for me so that I would have that. Like, she was a living, breathing baby. But just like my ectopic pregnancy, no, I didn't go as far, and it wasn't that experience. It was different, but that baby means just as much to me as well as Madison does. And that baby didn't have a name yet because we didn't know the gender yet. So I just wish people would understand the impact that baby loss has on mothers, because we held them in our womb for a significant amount of time, whether that was a shorter or longer period of time before their birth, and all of it impacts us.
Brianna, what are some of the things that people said or did after your losses that genuinely helped you?
For me, I got a lot of text of people saying they were thinking of me, that, you know, they were praying for me, which you can expect. But one story that sticks out to me, and these women are so precious to me. So back then I worked at Sephora, which is the makeup store, because I love makeup. And all of those women came together. I had actually stopped working during my pregnancy because the doctor recommended that I would not be on my feet or anything like that. But all of those women came together and they got a card for me and just like a bag of makeup. And they all signed it, individual messages for me that were just the sweetest. I got that card out recently and just read it again. It just, that impacted me heavily, heavily. And I will never forget them. And I just have the highest praises for all of those women that came together to do that for me, our store. And then my husband's basketball group. Now, this was impactful for me because they're men. And we know that sometimes men don't have a full understanding because they, you know, they're not the women, they don't carry the children. But they all came together. And I remember they showed up at our house and they had something in a card, not just for me, but for my husband. And I thought that was so, so special, so special. This group of guys that play basketball that are friends with my husband, and they were there to support us during our loss. And then my friend, Sarah Clark Harris, she's one of my best friends. She came over, you know, straight from work with a big bouquet of flowers. Like, all of these things I remember vividly because those are things that uplifted me when I was in a place where I felt as though nothing would help, nothing would heal. But those little things did. They impacted me. And here we are 10 years later, and I still remember every instant. So they would do things like that. My mom, my family, they were at my house for a duration of time, you know, after I had to come home from the hospital and all of that, which was hard for me because postpartum, my body went through postpartum like it would had she had been here, but she wasn't here. And they were special to me, and they were there in the hospital when I was going through it as well. So they impacted me heavily as well, just taking the time off work to just be there as if I had actually, which I did give birth to her, but like I had given birth to her full term. All of those little things to the biggest things made an impact on me in some way.
Brianna, as ambassador for Chasing the Rainbows, who do you hope will reach out to you? Are you looking for families, advocates, medical professionals, community leaders, and others willing to lend their voices?
Yes. So it's actually twofold. So families that have experienced loss, I would love to reach out to me because, again, I can point them in the right direction within our organization of how I personally or the other women within the organization can be a help to them or the services that we offer. On the other side of that, I am looking for people in the medical field and or just influential voices that have experienced and have a story of loss as well to share with us. October is a big month for us because, like I mentioned, it is Pregnancy Loss, Infant Loss Awareness Month and Remembrance Day. And so I'm looking for people to partner with us to share their story and collab with the organization or be on the podcast, the Cry It Out Loud podcast, and share their story, or even just be a part of the awareness campaign. It's a social media campaign that we're going to have in October where you can do it in your own way. There's like a day where you post, you know, in a certain color, or you post, it's kind of broken down. And so just anyone that has a story, that has a voice, that has an influential platform that would love to tell their story on ours and collaborate with us.
As we close out, Brianna, how can people connect with you and learn more about Chasing the Rainbows?
So you can contact me on social media. You can see Brianna Lynn, Brianna Sistrunk, if you want to find me that way. I have in my bio, I have the organization's website. I also have a Chasing the Rainbows email. So all of that you can find in my bio, and you can contact me there. You can contact me still on YouTube. I still have my YouTube pages as well. any socials, I have everything listed. Instagram's probably the easiest because you see everything directly. The website, you can message me there. Find me Brianna Sistrunk, username Brianna Lynn with 4 underscore. All of it's linked the same way, so it should be easy to find me. And I've got everything, our organization, our website, all of that is listed in my bio. So if you want to go just directly to the organization, you're able to just from my bio, or you can reach out to me directly, DM me, any of that.
Brianna, I want to thank you for trusting me with your story and others that you've shared it with, taking the pain of the loss of 2 children and turning it into a purpose to help other people. I know that's going to make a big difference in the lives of others. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me and allowing me to share. And just with the utmost respect that you have and me sharing my story, even as a pageant queen when I was here last year, it meant the world. So I appreciate you as well.
Folks, I want you to go and learn more about Chasing the Rainbows. You can go to chasingtherainbows.org, and the work that's being done to support families experiencing infertility, miscarriage, pregnancy loss, and infant loss. Thank you again, Brianna Sistrunk, for joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
Thank you again, Mark. It's always a pleasure.
Same here. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Where they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.